Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this March the 17th, still St. Patrick's Day on the West Coast, and March the 18th, now no longer St. Patrick's Day on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, as well as on blogtalkradio.com. Well, before we bring on tonight's guest, I'm going to sort of start out by referencing a story that I discussed somewhat last week, and again, first part of this week. We've had 9 successive days of sightings and filming of flying saucers, we'll call them, over Cleveland, Ohio, Euclid, Ohio, and over Lake Erie. The reason for that we'll get into, but I'd like to let the listening audience know that this has reached MSNBC, and I've got the audio portion of the video that I'd like to play for you, and just listen to what the mainstream has to say about the topic.
Now, this week, we've been following a mystery near Cleveland, Ohio. It involves unexplained lights in the sky and allegations of UFOs. Here's the update. Last night, it happened again. For the 9th night in a row, residents of Euclid, Ohio, to the east of Cleveland, claimed to see the mysterious light over Lake Erie. And this time, there were apparently a pair of lights. Eugene Ehrlich has been videotaping the strange images all week, and he joins us by phone from Cleveland. Eugene, I know it was a bit cloudy last night because of the rain, but what did you see?
Well, we saw the lights come back, and we actually saw 2 lights over the south side of Cleveland, and it looked like they were moving around each other. And right after that, we saw what looked like helicopters in pairs just patrolling the area. This has never happened before.
As far as the helicopters, let's go through some of the explanations. Over the last couple of days, I've talked to officials from NASA. They have the lab called the Glenn Research Center. They sometimes test rockets, but say they haven't done any testing this week. A Pentagon official told me the U.S. military hasn't been doing anything. The FAA acknowledges the light patterns have been different. But one of these officials suggested that maybe this is a helicopter. The lights that you're seeing are maybe a rescue helicopter from one of the hospitals, maybe the Cleveland Clinic. You're an EMT. Could that be possible?
Well, here's the thing. When we get helicopters coming in, usually they're within the lake, but when you get airplane coming in, that could be possible. But the way we've seen these helicopters, you can very clearly tell what's a helicopter, what's a plane, and what these illuminations are. And they are very distinct. The light patterns are just completely irregular and so bright, and they don't contain the colors that you would see on a helicopter or a plane.
And again, every night it's between about 7 and 8 o'clock, and they last for an hour or two. Is that right?
It really depends. It lasted a few hours last night, but it depends if it's clear or not. They sometimes stay much longer. I really couldn't say.
Well, Eugene Ehrlich, we appreciate you keeping track in all of this, and we look forward to seeing some more of your tapes, and we will keep our viewers posted, of course, as we continue to try to figure out what exactly this thing is. Again, along Lake Erie near Euclid, Ohio, which is just to the east of Cleveland. Again, Eugene, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, David. Have a nice one.
Okay. Now, I have to apologize for the quality of the audio. That's the website where that's posted. At Bing.com, streaming a little bit unevenly and re-buffering every couple of seconds. But there you have it. That's the gentleman, Eugene Ehrlich, that I'm trying to get contact information for so we can bring him on the show and talk about this topic. Now it goes from, if you remember the first reports I did on this, Channel 8 Fox News in Cleveland was reporting that these craft were obviously light shows from Canada, over frozen Lake Erie, mind you, in the middle of the night. And I let my listeners know who it is that is there and the reason they're there. And just as a reminder, or for those who are new to the show, listening in for the first time, or who have come back to listen in tonight, I'm going to let you know that there is an underground base underneath Lake Erie, and many craft have been seen coming out of there, primarily of the jet type, but jets with anti-gravity. They light up. I'm not the only one that has seen this phenomenon. It was reported back on August 20th, 25th of 2009, on the Mike Trevisano show. That's 1100 AM WTAM radio. We had live reports coming in from all over the state, seeing the planes sortying from the north of the city, and the only place American planes would all be appearing from would be under the lake. They certainly wouldn't have been parked in Canada, let's put it that way. And there were dozens of them, chemtrailing the skies, blocking the view of what was going on in the upper atmosphere. And I reported that there was a tussle between off-planet forces and our forces. And it was an issue over the moon. And if you remember, some weeks after that, NASA had announced that they were going to crash a satellite into the moon to see what would happen, to see if there was water up there, I think one of the stories was, and the experiment went awry. Actually, what they were trying to do was interfere with an alien base that is on the backside of the moon. This is something that has been reported for years. We've seen photographs, and it's denied constantly. Now they want to say that these are life flight helicopters, and I can tell you that the life flight path is closer to the Ohio Turnpike, or just north of that, has nothing to do with flying over the water. Well, flying over the water on Lake Erie is actually going out of the way, and it's preposterous that anyone would even entertain that explanation. So, with that, we'll keep you updated. We're going to try to get Eugene Ehrlich on the show and talk about this in some detail. Maybe we can even get some of his video to post on directlightproductions.com so you can see it for yourself. I do have the Fox video, which basically is the first shots that were released to the public. And there are people that know what's going on. I'm not the only one. With that, I'd like to bring on tonight's guest. He is a talk show guest and hosts his own website, educate-yourself.org. Very popular research site worldwide, one of the most popular. And he is also a journalist and a metaphysician. You could say a metaphysical scientist because he actually creates things that operate using principles of the higher sciences and metaphysics. My good friend, Ken Adachi. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don. Pleasure to be on with you again.
Well, you got to hear, despite the interruptions there, the stops and the starts, you got to hear a little bit about what's going on in Ohio. Is it any different from some of the things that you're hearing from other parts of the world or other parts of the country, for that matter?
It's typical reaction to sighting a spacecraft. It's denial. The hunt for every other pie in the sky excuse, rather than simply, you know, own up to the idea that they're alien craft, or at least let's say spacecraft, not necessarily of alien origin, but it seems to be de rigueur to simply look for some banal reason, swamp gas, lights, et cetera, whatever. So I don't know how many more months or years we have to put up with this, but I expect that there'll be so many sightings in the months to come that gradually they'll simply segue out of that kind of immature denial routine and simply talk about it, you know, point blank.
Mm-hmm. Ken, you were on the show last July 28th when General Jeremiah called in the second time to my show, and you had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah.
We noticed some very interesting things, the nature of the audio quality of the telephone or the communication device that was used, mm-hmm. was absolutely crystal clear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was very compelling. And certainly the information he gave seems to be panning out. He said, we will see more of these craft as time goes on.
Right.
And despite what the mainstream media or NASA or the government tells you, it is we who you are going to see.
Yes.
And it's been coming true. People have seen these craft. I can tell you distinctly mm-hmm. when this is for the listeners also, that when you see this video, you're going to know what their craft look like, at least in terms of light. Because there were other craft that give off different colors, different luminescence. You and I actually worked on a picture last year of a reptilian craft and one being flown by grays, and there was communication going on between the two craft, and we could see sort of a rays of light. They were transmitting information from craft to craft, and it actually showed up in the picture.
Right.
As if they were attached by some kind of a bridge.
Yes.
And when we played with the background, we saw all kinds of phenomenon going around in the sky, in the presence of these craft. And
yes.
And it's something that shows up in nature to how these craft are powered. And
right.
And that actually brings us to tonight's topic, because we've seen entities like this, or we've seen entities, and there were other people seeing entities. We had a woman on my show some months ago. Actually, I was subbing for Dr. H. Huat on his show, I should say, and I was hosting that show, and you were co-hosting with me. And we brought her on to talk about some of the strange things that were happening to her in relationship to her job, things that were going on with her family.
Yep.
And I want to allow you the opportunity to present some new information, and let's discuss this.
Okay. Well, we began the story last week on March 10th. We did an hour show together, and I opened up this topic of the Texas family that's essentially under siege by reptilian aliens. The family was chosen. The husband, in this case, father was in the military, and the father was involved in secret experimental work with the Army. He was a career military guy. And based on what I've been told, of course, you know, the father of the husband in this case has died. And the husband hasn't told me this information. I'm deducing this based on what information I'm being told by the mother of the family. The father was involved in a military program, and it has to do with genetic manipulation and the government, at least the black operations side of the government, both the military and the CIA, etc., are involved in assisting negative aliens with a human-alien hybridization program. They are setting up individuals. There's arranging for a birth of an individual who has an enhanced amount of alien DNA in his genes. And what they're doing is they're monitoring this guy. They're essentially picking a mate for him, unknown to the party, of course, a suitable mate, who very often the family members are involved in the same program. In this case, the lady involved has a couple sisters who are both married to military men. And again, based on what she's telling me, their conduct seems to be synonymous with involvement in the program. In other words, they act as if they're aware of what the sister is going through, and they essentially are, for want of a better word, compromised. Probably out of fear, they're cooperating with the program, because their spouses in both cases are probably operatives within the military in this program. So you have a lady who married a man, a young man, out of love, and they bought a house around 12 years ago in Texas, and they started to have children, and she has four children of her own. She's had more pregnancies that she's aware of, and that the fetus in every case sort of mysteriously disappeared. So, again, based on what she's telling me, I'm surmising that the fetuses were taken by aliens and are probably being cared for by aliens, because the lady, the wife, has, let's say, experienced communications with what seems to be alien babies of hers, or let's say children of hers. She hasn't seen them consciously, but she's experienced a number of things which are erased from her conscious memory, but she's been able to discover what went on, because she's has had the habit for the last year or two of carrying a cell phone camera with her at all times. She has a cell phone with her at all times, and she's in the habit of leaving it on and let it record, because she can become aware on some level that something strange is taking place, and she turns the cell phone camera on. And the next morning what she does is she checks the camera, and she finds video clips, she finds audio that she has no conscious memory of, but yet it reveals the presence of alien entities in her house, interacting and engaging her and her children and her husband. And she's also hearing voices of both humans, which you can detect to be humans, male and female humans, as well as aliens. They're having these conversations with her. And she started to take these videos and put them on YouTube. In September of last year, she contacted me at the same time. Her sister suggested that she contact me. And I started to look at these videos and listening to what she's saying, and I could see that she's definitely dealing with an alien presence and all sort of, let's say, astral alien beings. Some look animal-like, some look humanoid-like. There's a huge, some look gargoyle-ish, very repulsive looking. There's a large variety of entities that she's seeing. And she had to move recently from the house that she owns to a rent, because she thought she can get away somewhat by moving. Things improved for a time, but she's now back in the thick of it again. So I put up a page tonight on my website. I've only started to put it up, but at least I put up some photos in which you can see some entities in these photos. All these photos that I've made are stills that I made from video, cell phone video, okay? So the video itself is, you know, not a large screen, so I have to enlarge it, et cetera. So naturally the detail fuzzes out somewhat when you have to enlarge it. But you can still fairly well see the sort of entities that she's discovering on the video. And in fact, as we were talking, as you began the show, I was able to upload at least some of these videos. And if you want to take a second, Don, maybe we can talk about these photos together. If you were to go to my current news page.
Yeah, I'm there right now.
Okay, scroll down to other headlines.
Okay.
Other headlines. And very right at the top.
Okay, I see it. Okay, Texas family suffering alien reptilian siege.
Right, that's the name of it. So click that one on, and let's see. I'm looking at it for the first time myself. I didn't have a chance to check it because I was uploading it while you began the show. Okay, there's a photo that I still have to upload. But you can see there's four stills here, and anyone who's listening to the show live can see the same page we're seeing by going to current news and looking under other headline articles. And the very top of that, it says Texas family suffering aliens / reptilian siege. And the first four stills were all taken from a video, made with a cell phone camera. And you can see that there's an alien crouching down beside the bed of a boy who's sleeping. You can see the top of his head, and I used arrows to point to the boy's head. Actually, the arrows pointing to the back of his head, or his hair is. The details of his face are washed out because I had to increase the contrast and brightness so you can see the alien more clearly. So I was focusing on trying to make the alien as sharp as possible. But you'll see there's four stills captured from the video. What the mother is doing is she's holding the video in her, the cell phone in her hand, and she's scanning the room because she's trying to capture any entities that may show up. And very often she gets a psychic impression that something's going down with an alien. So she doesn't know where the aliens are. She can't see it with her naked eye. These are showing up on digital video. And as you can see, there's an alien head. You can see the upper third of the head. I have enlargements. There's actually four small nubby horn-like projections on the top of this alien's head. It's too hard to see from these pictures, but I plan on putting up more in which you can see what look like horns. This is one type of alien. I have at least 15 or 16 different types of aliens that I've been able to isolate from these photos.
Yeah, I'd like to interject that last week, we talked about the first batch of photos that I had seen along with some of the video. And I heard the voices going on, the sounds being made by these creatures. And certainly the distress that the children were under at the time due to what was going on. So I can assure the listening audience that I have seen these. I do have discernment in this area and experience in this area. And I can assure you Ken Adachi is not exaggerating. Neither is this woman in Texas, one iota. If you want to go outside the box, and this story will take you outside the box. It will completely obliterate any belief system you were currently operating under. I will say that. And I'm absolutely convinced that this is pure evil at work. No doubt. And I'm sure you'd agree with that statement, Ken.
Yeah. I'm putting this information up in the interest of trying to help this gal. I don't enjoy this. I'm not fascinated by this. This is not fun. This subject has to be faced. And I know you've had some insights of your own, perhaps, to share about the reptilian presence and the first, the reality of it, which I believe these photos will emphasize. But beyond that, the fact that these beings are, while they live in a higher dimension, normally they exist in a higher dimension, they aren't of a higher spiritual nature. I put up a book that I think is important for people to read on my website. It's called The Body Snatchers. I put it up last week, and I talked about it on last week's show for the reasons that it offers a lot of important insights into the nature of these reptilian beings. They are consumed with the notion of A, taking over this planet. They wish to get rid of humans and replace us with their hybrids. And they're in the process of doing this. We have traitors in the government who are assisting them in this goal. And we first have to become aware of it and then set our mind to doing something about it. So I'd like to ask you if you could perhaps embellish a bit on the whole notion of the nature of these reptilian beings. For instance, they're dogged in their pursuit. They don't give up. And we cannot capitulate to their agenda by simply saying, well, gee, they'll never give up. I believe exposure will play a big role in preventing this, let's say, this takeover from going forward. Would you like to add some thoughts to that?
Well, yeah, actually, I would. Let me regress and remind my listening audience that some time ago, last year, I had cosmologist Michael St. Clair on the show. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the economic system, the world's economic system, and basically how it functions. And he referred to it as this reptilian banking system. Quite an unusual statement to make, yet totally true. It is a reptilian banking system because it's been thought up and run by reptilians. Now, these beings have the capacity to shapeshift. We've done a number of shows on shapeshifting, and Ken, you're not the only one who's talked about this, nor is Michael St. Clair, for that matter. Dr. Atru Ott, who is a naturopath, has talked about it. He's a researcher as well, a talk show host, and is familiar with the topic. Dr. Mike Castle, who was on my show Tuesday night, mentioned this as well. And here's a man involved in science that has been exposed to this phenomenon in a variety of venues and circumstances and understands it very well. Now, there are other shows that have talked about this over the years, but it seems like many are afraid to talk about it, that there's something about the topic that produces so much fear that they're just not willing to broach the subject for fear of their own safety. And this is part of their system. The whole whole planet is run on fear. We see this time and again. All you have to do is turn on your television and watch the news. Everything is fear, 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 fear. All the disaster that occurs on this planet is reported. At least what they want you to see on a local level and on a national scale, you get a spun story, not the facts. You get twisted logic. You get outright lies. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why would the government lie? Or why would the media, which we're led to believe as children and as we're growing up through life, is existing for the benefit of keeping us informed about important things going on? That's not their interest at all. In fact, you can see how the military-industrial complex has reared its ugly head and is the sole entity supported by the corporations that profit when they create wars, when they murder millions of people over events that are basically illusory. They create these situations like the false flag events that we've experienced over the past 9 years in this country alone, excluding Waco, Texas, excluding Ruby Ridge, excluding Hurricane Katrina, just talking about 9/11 and the manifestations that occurred in the smoke and the dust clouds alone show the same signatures that we're finding in photographs like this lady in Texas is taking as her family is being abused. And there are people that participate in this because to overtake a planet, you have to infiltrate its infrastructure. You have to infiltrate the government. You have to infiltrate the things that support the economy, that which makes the world turn. And they have their slimy, filthy, demonic hands into every aspect of it. There's no other way to describe it. Some people who are of a religious modality that look at everything in terms of the Bible will say, well, these are just demons. If you're able to capture these on picture, you know, it's probably trick photography going on. These are not things that people could even conceive in their minds to try to create unless they're creating them on behalf of these beings like they do in the Hollywood movies. We are shown images of beings that represent species from other planets. And there are diverse species because a species might be abhorrent to us doesn't mean that they're necessarily evil. But I can tell you that evil is rampant throughout the universe. And it's being dealt with. In this place where we live, planet Earth, it's probably the most negative place that you can find anywhere in the universe. Anywhere. And yet is undergoing a transformation. And we're witnessing the blowback of that transformation because those that have spent so many thousands of years slowly trying to overtake this planet, as they have others, are realizing that things are changing and that people are waking up. We're talking about the topic tonight. Several years ago, not many people had the courage to talk about it. And yet the facts are overwhelming that this is going on. Overwhelming. It doesn't matter what the media says because they lie to us about everything. They lie to us about the economy, and they lie to us about the reason for wars. They lie to us about the reality of our educational system, and they do everything they can to belittle our religious convictions. And I'm not talking about organized religion, because that has become a part of the corruption as well. Now, these beings are capable of doing masterful tricks with DNA. I call them tricks because they're incapable of reproducing themselves, at least in this area, this part of the universe. They've lost their ability to reproduce. The hybrid species that they were operating with, the gray aliens that many have seen, and keep in mind there are different races of reptilians and different races of grays, and they have produced hybrids that people see here on this planet. And they are of a hive mind, and they attack people, they abduct people, and they do the bidding of the reptilians. There are the higher species, the Dracos, the winged species, which are considered the elite of the reptilians. And even we as creatures have parts of our anatomy that are referred to as the reptilian portion, such as the brain. Are you still with us, Ken?
Yes, I am. I've been fascinated to listen to what you have to say because it pretty much concurs with my own impressions of what we're dealing with.
Yes. So, you know, we're not asking people to believe us here, but I can tell the listening audience, and you know this, Ken, we're in total agreement that this stuff is off the charts. Some of the most unique evidence to show that that not only is this lady telling the truth, we've seen both photographic evidence and videographic evidence, as well as audio that accompanies this. It's not a Hollywood production. You have to realize some of this is happening at night, but there are lights on in the room, and the camera, this little cell phone camera, is able to pick up images and document this. And I can certainly say that this is pure evil. There's nothing sacred about this whatsoever. And the attitude of these reptilians, by the way, is they don't care what we think. You see, to me, they're void of any spiritual morality. If they have anything about them that's spiritual at all, it's demonic in nature. And anyone that has read the Bible knows that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. What does that mean? High places. Is that talking about the skies? Is that talking about space? And yet, I remind you and the listeners that not all reptilians are evil, but certainly the characters involved in these abductions of this family and many others, by the way, are evil. There is absolutely no doubt about it. So that's my two cents, Ken.
Well, I appreciate your input. If you reload the page that I gave to you, you'll see that I was able to upload two more photos beyond the group of four at the top. And one of these photos you see, but one that you have not seen because it only came in the last day or so.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just want to take a look under the panel of four.
Yes, I see.
You'll see the lady involved. Now, I intentionally erased out the center part of her face so she couldn't be recognized. For the time being, I would like to try to protect her identity. It may be that some future date, it might be revealed if the party wishes that. But so anyway, I just erased out the face so you can see the details of the central portion of his face. But On this picture, she's holding one cell phone against her right ear, making a call. And she has a second cell phone in her other hand, taking a picture of herself because she's sensing that something is going on. She's sensing reptilians. In this case, there's an entity on top of her head. It's kind of laying, if you will, on her back and onto her head. And if you look carefully, you can see where her brown hair ends, and there's sort of a grayish mass on top of the hair. That's the entity. And then if you look below her left jaw, you can clearly see a reptilian-type entity with an open mouth.
Mm-hmm. We've seen this character, I think, in some other pictures or something that looks like it.
Right.
Yeah.
And probably to the rear of that entity, there's probably something else that will show up when I enlarge and contrast enhance the entities. Now, if we scroll down to the next one, you see the picture of a child. This picture was taken probably in October of last year, maybe October, well, maybe it's closer to Christmas time, November, December. I have it dated somewhere, but the child is experiencing a manifestation of alien entities. Both around her person and also through her person. Aliens can overlay a human's aura, if you will, and manifest. In this case, there's more than one alien entity manifesting. There's a couple on her head, which you sort of see as grayish, sort of fuzzy blobs, if you will. But if you notice, her two arms are up, and she's sort of holding a fist with each hand, and there's entities manifesting above and through her hands. I've made enlargements of both the entity next to the left hand and next to the right hand, and I haven't had the chance to upload them here, but you can definitely see when they are enlarged that this is definitely a reptilian type of entity. In the background, if you'll look, there's a child's tent, if you will, there in the background that the kids, you know, like to play in the room. But in front of the tent, on I don't know whether that's a bed. It might be a bed there. There's a whited out area, and what looks like the fingers of a hand protruding at the end of that whited area. That might be the hand of another child. There's four children in this family. And there is some sort of entity, though, that is causing that whitish appearance. When I enlarge that, you can see there's a form there.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a head area and a body area. I was just trying to do these photos. I was trying to organize them, enlarge them, et cetera, just before the show. I won't get as many up for the show while we're doing the show as I had hoped, but I will add to this photo collection after we finish the show. So people who listen to the archive will be able to see many more. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'm looking. First of all, I'm going to go up one picture, and that's the mother, picture of the mother. Right. If you look in the cell phone in her right hand, you can see two faces of entities right there that are obviously looking at her, and they're being picked up in the telephone on the screen. Small heads.
Yes, small, right.
Now we've seen, and I want to describe what I see, because one of them looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
the one that's nearest the lower left-hand corner of the photo, the one that's next to her chin, below her ear, resembles some other images that we've seen before, both in her photographs as well as manifestations we've seen in places where there are entities appearing, say in the sky or in clouds or smoke, like on 9/11. And then if you look at the entity that you have clearly marked on the left side of her face, below her left ear, that entity, which we've also seen in other photos, colored a little bit differently, but same face with this snout and a mouth that sort of looks like the bell of a trumpet. And it has a dog-like appearance. And, you know, these characters have appeared in the full size of a human as well. These are smaller renditions. At least the two in the phone might look like they do because they're being reflected in that little screen. But that other entity is four or five times the size of those appearing in the phone, and we've seen them the size of a human. Also in video, where we've heard human voices. Right. And certainly not those of the people who are sleeping and disturbed in their sleep because of what's going on. What a dark topic, Ken.
Yeah. As I mentioned to you, I do not do this in the interest of a spectator sport. I wish this topic was not so. However, now that we're finding out this info, the height of foolishness is to ignore it. These photos make it clear that this invasion, if you will, is underway. And the more we collectively, as a society, continue to bury our head in the sand, pretend there are no such things as extraterrestrials and craft, and that's fine up to a certain point. But here you see that there's clear evidence now that we have alien beings of a negative spiritual orientation who are besieging this family. And just imagine how you would feel if you were living through this. I mean, this lady and her husband and her kids are about as normal and average as you can want. I mentioned to you last week in our talk that this woman is a very loving soul. I've talked to her for many hours now, over many weeks, months, and she's a caring, loving person. She's a Christian. She, you know, there is no legitimate reason why she should be going through this, other than she's just been, this event has been chosen for her.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about as outrageous as enslavement can get. You know, we talk about the New World Order and how they're setting up a system and rules and laws, etc., to enslave us. And that's quite true. But look what this lady's going through.
Mm-hmm.
This is enslavement times a million. And it's up to us to get angry enough, or perhaps, that's not the best choice of words, to get concerned enough. That's a better word. And collectively focus our energy on stopping this. And the first thing we got to do is recognize it's taking place.
Yes, you and I both know of another person in another part of the country that's having a somewhat similar.
Yes, yes, correct. Yeah, please, you know, why don't you elaborate more on that lady's situation?
Well, we have manifestations appearing in photographs, and they're quite good photographs, actually, taken with a camera. Entities that appear in the garden, in the yard, in the windows. Certainly, they're appearing inside her house, and these things went on when she was living with her family, as well as when she moved to another part of the country. And there's definitely a connection to these secret, or some not so secret, satanic groups out there. And a connection to military intelligence, absolutely no doubt. Within the past, let's say, 48 hours, she has experienced a type of electronic harassment that is being conducted through the next door neighbor. And she notified the local law enforcement agency there, who said that this was a government program being tested in the area and that she wasn't being targeted. Well, I beg to differ with that. It was quite obvious that this person wasn't expecting to have to answer her questions about who was doing this, and they wanted to come up with an explanation, because she described ET presence there and says that three of these officers were witnesses to the event. And I have no reason, on the basis of what I've seen just in the photographs, and they're quite remarkable to see the entities. There's definitely electronic harassment going on, and it's not something simple. It's sadistic. It's pure evil, again. No different from this, other than the characters that she's photographed certainly are quite unique. You would think you were looking at something from Alice in Wonderland in her backyard.
Yes.
Or outside her window. As if someone could paint a picture that could move and stop and pose for a photograph outside in the yard.
Yes.
And probably the listeners think that we are insane right now. But I tell you, we're not.
Well, no, of course. That's why I wanted to couple the photos with this talk, so that people who either are listening live now or listen to the audio archives can go to the article and see exactly what I'm referring to.
Yes. Now, do you care to go into the aspect of the rating of some of these photos? I'll use that word. You know, they rate movies according to the appropriateness of watching them, you know.
Yeah.
At risk of offending someone or exposing a child to it. But, I mean, this is, there are obscene photos that she's taken.
Yes, well, yeah, the lady, these entities are manifesting in her space, also, you know, physically on their body, you know, they'll pop up on the head, on the arms, the shoulders, etc. But the woman and the children and the husband, I didn't mention this to you, they're all being abused sexually. Now, who's doing the abuse? Well, aliens are doing the abuse, and all of the family members are not consciously aware of it. Their memories are wiped so that they have no conscious memory of it. But in many cases, marks show up on their body in the next morning. That's one oddity that they've noticed. In some cases, there's pain felt in the genital areas in the morning. But some of these videos do catch or capture aliens engaged in sexual acts. And that's part of the torment that they're going through, particularly the mother. She's trying to keep all the children together for sleeping purposes in the same room. They just moved into a new rented house, and there was, and of course they had separate rooms for the kids, but they're being abused. They're having all kinds of experiences with these entities, also humans. Now here's where it gets tricky.
Well, let's explain that they moved to get away from the harassment.
Yeah, where they were, we had some people with some ability indicate this, that there's a lot of portals there, and that there was underground alien bases that were, directly connected with portals in that house. So to try to get away, they went to another place, but the other place was, let's say, prearranged for them to move into. They surrounded their neighbors, are all agents, government, military, police, and CIA types. This is the people in front of her, on the side of her, next to her, etc. This is what they also arranged in the house she owned, and the ones who just moved from. They box in the victim completely. The house is wired for sound and video and et cetera. So this is a full court press against this family. The CIA has an open file on them, and I'm told by someone who had a conversation with some of these people that once they open a file, they never close it. So the family is in this hybridization program, and the reptilians don't give up. If you take some of them out, they just replace them, and same with the CIA. You take some of them out, they just find somebody else to do the job. So the last thing they want is exposure. It's really necessary to keep a lid on this. And I had hoped that exchange would be that they back off and leave this family alone, and there'd be nothing to put up on my website or even talk about on these radio shows. That didn't work. Promises were made and immediately broken. So we realized that the people involved in this, entities, aliens, etc., simply don't care. They have no concern that apparently that they can be interfered with or stopped, although they have been interfered with and at least temporarily stopped. I think as more people become aware of this story, they will focus more energy. And what specifically I'm talking is heart energy and focused will, because I think collectively we can gather so much, help, prayers, divine intervention, the collective will of hopefully thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people around the world focused on interfering or stopping these aliens. I believe these attacks can be mitigated. She's already found out, the gal involved, the mother, when she prays intensely, these aliens don't like it. They absolutely scream at her, shut up, shut up, shut up. They're telling her in her head. So she invokes the name of Jesus. She invokes the name of God to stop this. And for a time, they back off. They don't want any sort of divine energy being directed their way. And paradoxical as it sounds, sending love energy to these entities scares them away more than anything else. They thrive on hate. They just eat it up like it's candy.
Yes, and fear as well, too.
Right. So the key is to send, obviously, love and divine assistance to this family, but also to the aliens involved in this bestial behavior. And also the CIA morons, male and female, the military morons, male and female, who are involved in surveilling this woman's life and are fully aware and are cooperating with these alien entities in this program, that they catch on, that they receive light, enlightenment, that they too have a soul that will pay a very heavy price indeed for the karma they will accumulate for engaging in such evil activities. Whatever, you know, position or power they enjoy, whatever money they get out of this, whatever is, you know, spinning their wheels, it's all going to go away someday, and perhaps not too near in the future. And then you're back in the spirit world, and then you got to pay back this karma.
Yes. Well, Ken, we're out of time. I hate to cut you off in the middle of your message here, but certainly this is a troubling topic, and there are more people who are exposed to this. There are people that have been in the MK Ultra mind control program that have been programmed to imagine that they see things. You can't cause a camera to capture images of imagination. That technology doesn't exist. And this woman is not lying, neither is the camera, whether it's a cell phone camera or not. I've seen plenty of evidence to convince me of that. And you had written a brilliant article last year called Barack and Michelle Reveal Reptilian Baggage at London Airport. Brilliant title. And you dealt with this very topic there. I also made such a discovery in my photographic analysis of the alleged Lolo Satoru family. And we found some things when we restored the color to that photo, which was published intentionally as a black and white photo to make it look like an older photo. It was a compilation. And these entities, whether they like it or not, get captured in the picture.
Yeah.
They're there. They're influencing what's going on. They're influencing world events. And it's time for people to wake up to this reality. Our inner power, which is given to us as a gift from God, is enough of a weapon to fight this. We don't need their military industrial complex to bring an end to this. But certainly, I agree with you. We're right to pray for these people. Pray for all of them. Pray for them to death. How's that?
Right. Well, it seems to be the most efficacious tactic that seems to work every time. This is what Jesus taught too, you know, forgive thy enemies. Nothing disarms evildoers more than to express love towards them, because it gets them to doubt everything that they are and what they do. And those who are really deeply immersed in dark, destructive behavior, literally flee from love being directed to them. They just flee as if it's kryptonite. So people need to understand this and bear this in mind. If nothing else, it's a tactic that seems to work.
Yes.
Because I think it's in sync with a higher universal law.
Yes. And we have that responsibility also to recognize that and to exercise that as well. Well, Ken, you're going to be on the show next Tuesday, the 23rd of March, and I want to thank you for being on tonight's show. And I'm sure you'll give us an update on this story as the days progress.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Don.
Thanks for being on the show. And I want to encourage the listening audience, if you just joined us late, go to Ken's website, educate-yourself.org. Click on current news and scroll down to the area marked other stories.
Other headlines.
And you'll see the pictures that he's got posted there. There are six there right now, and I'm sure he'll increase that number as the minutes and hours and days go on. Thanks a lot, Ken, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks.
Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and tonight's guest, Ken Adachi. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com for carrying Evident Footprints. Seth Hendrick on the sound tonight at BBS Radio. Also, we want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be Allison Jones. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.